Hey everyone, this is Comic Book Pit, Audio Boo number 8, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about back issues again, which I think I touched on a few boos back. So I kind of have this thing where if I jump into the middle of a comic book run or something, or a story arc or something, I can't just start reading from the middle. I mean, I can, because that's how I started reading comics. You know, you just jump right in. I'm sure that's how a majority of people started reading. You just jump in the middle and you catch on as you go, or you buy back issues or whatever. But over the past few years, whenever I've come across a series or a story that I've been interested in reading, I will start buying issues, and then I will go back and start getting back issues. I've kind of gone back to the old back issue bins and trying to recreate collections. And I've started that with a few series, mostly series that do not have very long runs. You know, these are series that have already been canceled or are close to ending. Such as the Wonder Woman, the most recent Wonder Woman, up to the J. Michael Straczynski rehashing. The most recent Catwoman series that Ed Brubaker and Darwin Cook started, that ended with Will Pfeiffer. Jonah Hex, which will be ending its run, I guess, in a couple months when DC does its reboot. And then I've gone back and I've collected the old Hitman series, the old Legion series, and most recently I've recollected and read Avengers the Initiative. So Avengers the Initiative was a title that I'd heard a lot about. It had come out of the fires of Civil War, but, you know, having just come out of Civil War as an event, I wasn't really too interested in picking up really any new books, so I kind of let it slide. After a few years, I started getting the urge to read it, and thanks to Nick Marino from the Audio Shocker podcast, my buddy Nick, he was purging some of his comic collection, and I got a few Avengers the Initiative issues off of him. I think the first two or three or four, and so I started there. So over the past couple years, I've been slowly hitting dollar boxes and half off bins and cons, and just looking for the cheapest possible price for these books. You know, nothing that I want to break the bank over. And so I finally finished it. I read it. I really enjoyed it. It was 36 issues, one annual and two one shots. Written by Dan Slott up until Secret Invasion / Dark Reign, when Christos Gage took over. And it was really almost two separate books. You know, there was the up to Secret Invasion was the training camp, Camp Hammond, and then post Secret Invasion / the beginning of Dark Reign was the Norman Osborn camp, which trained villains to be heroes but secretly still being villains. It was a great book for characterization. There were a lot of artists in there that I had never heard of, but really enjoyed their work. And it was great to see a bunch of old characters that you hadn't seen in a long time. And they actually took some C and D list characters and really made something out of them and made me care about them. So if you ever get the opportunity to check out Avengers the Initiative, I highly recommend it. And the next series on my plate will be Wonder Woman, and I'll be talking about that when I finish it. So this is Dang from Comic Book Pit, Audio Boo number 8, Avengers the Initiative back issues.